Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Welcome to Civility 360, your platform for all things productivity and civility. I love it. I love it. I love it. I am super excited to have on with me my good friend, my good host, Sir Clyde Rivers. Listen, man, it has been a minute, but now it's time for them to hear the voices of the ages. And I'm talking about where civility, influence, and action are our deliverables. We never, ever let you down. And today is going to be phenomenal. I'm so glad to see you in 2021 as we begin to talk about this year's theme. Today, we want to talk to you on a topic, man, that literally is going to transform your mind. Get your pen, get your pad out as we talk about the year of the difference maker. Talk to me, Sir Clyde Rivers.
Professor Burnett, you know, I look at everything that has gone on in actually 2020. And I'm going, one thing that it has showed is the entire world is asking for something different. Think about this, Matt Professor. Think about the pandemic, elections that are going on all around the world. There is conflict, chaos over everything. Why? People are asking for something different. And you know, I'm a professor. I was thinking about the information highway. Let's take that for example. The information that people had a year ago today, how much of it is relevant now? Now watch this. I tell people we're in the actual revelation age now, where it's going to take new thoughts, new ideas to move any industry, any institution, and any individual's lives forward. What do you think about that, Professor Burnett?
Man, I love that, Sir Clyde Rivers. Listen, folks. Yes, it used to be a day in an age where information was king. But now people are in what we would call information overload. I don't want information. I need revelation. Watch this. I need revelation for application. Why? Because you can talk about it all you want. You can read about it in a book all you want. But let me tell you something. Until you get a divine download that is going to transform and change people's hearts and minds for the situation that they find themselves in right now. Listen, we're not even talking about yesterday. Yesterday was last year. Today is a new year. But what you have to understand when it comes to differences, you've got to be prepared to pivot. You've got to be prepared to shift, and you've got to be prepared for what we call change. Now, many people bark or they look down or frown upon this thing that is called change, but change is inevitable. And what you have to do is get in front of change. You don't want to be on the back end of change. Most people, Sir Clyde Rivers, live their life in the shadow of what could be. But it is imperative that we bring leaders, that we bring young minds, that we bring global agents of change, ambassadors, and people of influence into the realm of being on the forefront. Do you want to know why you remember monumentous leaders? It's because they understood differences, but they also understood being on the forefront of change.
Wow.
You don't remember number two. You don't remember the person who sat in the background and let everybody go first. You remember the one who broke through the barrier. That's what you remember. So I'm in complete agreement with you. We are now in what we would call a revelatory state. It's time for us to take the revelation that we get from God, that we get as a heavenly download, and put it into practical and applicable bites that this world can now understand. Before there was a vehicle, before there was a carriage, before there was all that, all people had was left foot, right foot. But there had to be a mind that said, walking is okay, but wouldn't it be cool if we could ride? Wouldn't it be cool if we could sail? Wouldn't it be cool if we could fly? Every single day, change is happening. And change is a result of the differences that people actually see and experience. What are your thoughts, my friend?
Man, my thought, that is so profound, because as the world opens back up, every institution will open back up with one word. It'll open up different. It's nothing is going backwards to the way it was. So this is why it's so important to have difference. The difference maker. You know what the difference maker is, Professor? It's the innovator. It's the mind. Because as people hear us say revelation, they go to a different place. And I'm going, wait, I want to make this practical. Every business this past year has sat in a meeting and had a think tank or a mastermind group to come up with what? Different ideas.
Yeah.
So see, difference is what is going to rule the world. And what happens, and Professor Burnett, is this: people have to realize we had, I was telling people, our election, we had two schools of thinking that clashed, two schools of thinking that thought different. And out of that came difference. So see, difference, nothing ever stays the way it was. Because God is progressive. He said he sent the Holy Spirit that would lead us and guide us into all truth, which means truth is moving.
Truth
is increasing. Truth is expanding. So what happens, I just believe that this is a day where the Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Ooh. So God is not taken off guard by what's going on.
No.
He has another revelation, which is difference. What are your thoughts on that, Professor V?
I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, every time you speak, I get vivid pictures of what you are saying. You know, imagine yourself being at war. And when you're at war, there are two sides to the battlefield. Each side believes wholeheartedly that they are correct, that they are righteous, and they are the ones that should prevail, right? Yeah. But what is that? Two different schools of thought, right? Two differences that people have that are now coming against one another to collide and to clash. Isn't that what we're discussing today? Difference and differences is not necessarily wrong. It's just different. And when we pick that up, hey, you think this way. Hey, you think that way. Is there a median? Because there is more that joins us than there is that separates us. We just have to choose which side we want to be on. You get the opportunity to travel all around the globe, meet leaders of all types of classes. Why is it that you are accepted everywhere you go? Because you've learned when histories collide, there is an avenue of approach. And that's where most people miss it, because they want to come to your country, your state, your region, your island, but they want to bring their old mentality with them. And when you look at diplomacy, when you look at just understanding cultures, if you don't embrace differences, you're going to be left behind. What are your thoughts, my friend?
Man, you're 100% correct. I've been having meetings for the last couple of weeks, and you know, Dr. Burnett, in the meetings, there's times where we disagree, and I tell people, I don't have that revelation yet. That's great, you have it. I just don't have that revelation yet. When I get it, we can talk about it. But at this current time, I don't have that understanding. And, you know, thank you for bringing it to the table. And at times, they don't have my revelation. They don't have my understanding. So what, you know, one of the things that I've learned is this. When histories collide, it's the way forward is to back off and not try to win. Man, I'm telling you, when you try to win the argument with your way, you just shut down communication.
Yep.
You got to say, look, guess what? I don't have that understanding. Can you please explain to me? Great. Well, I don't have that. And you, and let me share with you what I have. And let's see the way forward. Because, and you know what? See, man, Professor, what I want this actual year for Civility 360, like Difference Maker, I want to help people with the process because they look for perfection, but life and everything you deal with is process. So you're going to get some of it right. You won't have it all right. And you have to process it with other people. So I want to change people's mind that process is perfection. Because they're constantly in life. We are living in processes. You go from one process, you go to a new job, you go to a new place, you're always in a new process. So people are locked into the mind of perfection. I'm going, no, it's process. And what has happened is God in his wisdom through this last year has actually shut down intellect, how people had everything off. Dr. B, let me tell you this here. I wonder, what I'm going to say is profound. I wonder how many people's New Year's resolution last year came true.
Oh, that's good.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
How many people's resolution manifested? Mm-hmm. I'm going to be this will be the best year. Da, 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 da. It is because it brought change to you.
That's it. So
this was one of the best years. Go ahead. Yes. Over to you, Professor.
And as we think about that, let me piggyback off of that, Sir Clyde Rivers. You know, what I love is insight and vision, because insight and vision doesn't concern itself with the circumstances that surrounds it, right? And when we begin to look at that, that word process means that you're going through something. That means there's some systemic way that you have set to complete something. You see, when you have vision, you get to see the end of a thing from the beginning, right?
Come on.
And when you can see the end of a thing from the beginning, then you recognize there is what we are talking about is process. Let's really dive into that for a moment. You can't have perfection, but you can always have process. When you have process and you work process, you come up now with the next word, progress. Because there's a process, you can progress. You can become progressive. You can move forward in what it is that you desire to do. But people are always looking for perfection. And on this side of heaven, there is no perfection. So what we have to get when we begin to talk about differences, what is differences? Differences is simply a point or a way in which people or things are not the same. Now, let's make it extremely plain for those who are listening and watching today. Men and women, there's differences between men and women. The way we think, the way we do things, the way we like things, how we appreciate things. There are differences, but guess what? God made it so that we can come together. So if men and women can come together, then what on earth is a difference that we cannot overcome? This is where we start to help people understand that life is truly a process. It's something that you're going through, right, systemically to get to progress so that you can get to the end. Evidence and results only come when you put in application, when you put in work, when you have sweat equity. Well, differences are put in place so that you can navigate the space and get a better understanding.
That's good.
Again, as we've said already, differences doesn't mean that you're wrong. It simply means that it's different. What you drink in the morning, whether it be orange juice, whether it be milk, whether it be water, whether it be tea, that just depends on what plane of the equator you happen to be.
Come on.
Right? Does it mean you're wrong? No. If someone decides that they want to have breakfast at night, are they wrong?
Come on, Doc.
No, it's just different. Mm. So when we look at this, we want to see things, as we've always said here on Civility 360, from a civility lens, a love, a kindness, and a respect lens. And when you look from those three lenses, you begin to see differences for what they are. They are unique identifiers that help us to learn how to coexist. That's it. What are your thoughts, my friend?
Man, you have nailed some things that are so necessary to hear in this day and hour. Think about from day one, when the earth had nothing, people obviously had to communicate and dialogue to progress to the state we're in now.
Yeah.
So people of like differences have worked together and build great things.
Yes.
Now, the whole key is this. Many of our narratives teach us to major on the minor. Mm. And when you major on the minor, you miss the big picture. The big picture is God has 7.8 billion people with a uniqueness. Mm-hmm. And so if you have a uniqueness, Professor Burnett, that means we're going to look at things, and through my unique gifting and unique lens, I'm going to look at it different. So see, we've been taught that difference is wrong because institutions want to form us to a thinking, but the institutions can no longer maintain God. Mm-hmm. So God is breaking out of these institutional systems mm-hmm. that have created thinking that wants people to think a certain way, but God says, no, I'm doing something different today. And at the end of the day, again, as you watch Civility 360, we're coming from a biblical worldview. Mm-hmm. Now, here it is. We're not angry. If you don't have our viewpoint, we're not angry at you at all. It's okay for you to have a different viewpoint, but this is our grit. Our lens is a biblical worldview. And even intra-faith, if you don't agree with us, man, we love you. We're going to be civil with you because we understand you have the right to a different thought than I have. Mm-hmm. Professor, talk to me.
I love looking from that lens because most people, they don't understand, nor can they fathom how it is possible for two different thought patterns or processes to come together. And when we look at that, think about what you just said. Listen, we're not here to debate. We're not here to hate. We're not here to have issues or concerns. What we're here to do is stress a point and give you a biblical worldview, whether you're this faith, that faith, whether you're this color, that color, whether you've been on earth for a small time, a long time. Listen, at the end of the day, we are here to make a difference. How can we, 7.8 billion people on the planet, learn to coexist and cohabitate? Do you understand how sweet it would be if country to country, state to state, island to island would have a cohesive mindset and only want to do one thing and glorify God? Could you imagine a world where everyone brought their best and no one was competing, but they were finding ways to come alongside other people? I'm not here to compete with anyone. I know who I am. I know what God has called me to do. So instead of me trying to compete with you, I will come alongside you and compliment you from the lens that I have. And most people are too afraid to embrace change embrace differences so that they can see what is ahead.
Wow.
That is where we are going in 2021.
Wow.
Talk to me.
See, what I tell people is this. God always wins. Let's look at South Africa, apartheid. It seemed impossible. God won. God won. Look at every situation in the world that was oppressive. At some point, God wins. So at some point, differences make the difference. So you can look at something for a long time, but a difference maker will make the difference. Nelson Mandela was a difference maker. Professor Burnett is a difference maker in actually productivity. I'm a difference maker in world stability. Now, what we have to do, 7.8 billion people are difference makers. Now, when you institutionalize them, you will eventually lose the whole thing because God's going to interrupt because you have to let his people go. So if you don't let them go, they go anyway. Why? Because God wins. So God needs 7.8 billion people to be what they're called to be. If you're oppressing, if you're suppressing, if you're depressing, you will lose because the God that liberates people will liberate every system of oppression. It can't last because God, I heard Desmond Tutu talking about his times in South Africa. He said there were times where it seemed impossible that change would ever come, but we kept asking God. We kept asking God, and one day the change took place. And so God always, Dr. Burnett, he will all, listen to me, people. You may hate this. God will always, and I'm talking about religion. God that made 7.8 billion people and loves them all, he's going to win.
Yes. You know, as I sit back and I think about that, that is the thing, as we're discussing it now, differences has been the thing that has held countries, states, islands back, regions of the world, because we're so fixated or focused on the things that separate us that we're not allowing ourselves to see all the things that bind us. Oh, at the end of the day, when you say 7.8 billion people on the planet, all of us have three basic needs. We all need a creator. I don't care who you are, whether you acknowledge it or not. We all need food, and we all need some form of shelter.
Yeah.
So you need a source, you need nourishment, and you need coverage. And when you see yourself in those three simplistic phases, you now start to see there is more that brings us together than there is that separates us.
Wow.
Differences is not something that should literally tear us apart. It should be something that brings us together and binds us like glue, because it shows us. Let's say it this way. This past year has done something that I hope people can recognize. This past year gave sight to the blind. I'm going to let that sit in for a moment. It gave hope to the hopeless. It literally gave faith to those who were in fear. I just want that to settle in for a moment for most people, because I got my faith back on another level because there were differences. I'll say it to you this way, and you've heard it before. It was the worst of times, but it was the best of times. How can that be possible? Because there were differences. Because there were differences. And when you begin to understand how important your perspective, your vision is, then everything else changes.
Wow.
I've always told people, sir, you can drop me in the middle of the jungle and I will still be productive, because that is in my DNA. So when differences arise, you have a choice to make: fight or flight. But here's the question. Why fight when you can embrace? So people, what are we saying to you today? Differences allows the world to go round. Don't run from them. Don't hide from them. Embrace them, understand them, so that you can go forth in them. Life is going to happen to us all. If you don't believe me, just continue to live, and you will see differences on a daily basis. Back to you, my friend.
Wow. Well, as we close, you know, everyone is important to somebody. Mm-hmm. The difference, you may not make a difference for everyone, but you'll make a difference for somebody. And someone needs you to be the difference maker. So in 2021, our Civility 360, we are looking for, and we will bring to the stage the difference makers so that you can hear and become a part of a stage that we've created to make a difference. Professor, over to you.
Absolutely, folks. Well, you know what we always say here. Listen, our goal is to do three major things. And what are those things? We're your platform. Hear me very clearly. I want you guys to know without a shadow of a doubt, we are your platform for all things civility. In 2021, you're going to watch this platform explode, and then it will implode from the inside out because we're bringing difference makers from all across the globe. This is a place where civility, influence, and action will always be a deliverable. I hope that you enjoy this show on differences as we walk into one of the best years of your life. Not the best, but one of the best. Why? Because you're going to see life from a different lens. You're going to embrace differences, and you're going to say, I'm ready for my next challenge. Folks, if you haven't already, go find us on YouTube, Civility 360. Make sure that you check us out on Facebook and all of the other platforms that we are on every single week. There are tons of civility shows that you can tap into. Why? Because we've created the platform. Civility in every area of your life.
Oh, yes.
Thank you all so much for being an awesome, awesome, crowd and listening to us and sending in messages and telling us some things that you're finding in your country, in your region, in your state. We want to hear from you. Make sure that you write into us or go to the website, www.civility360.com, and let us know your thoughts. Why? Because we are here for you. Remember this last statement. We are looking for the difference makers all around the globe. Blessings and peace to you all.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.